Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has offered a more specific timeline for a possible withdrawal of troops from Lebanon. Today, Time magazine published an interview with Assad on its website, and in it Assad says withdrawal, quote, should be very soon and maybe in the next few months, not after that. News analyst Daniel Schur has been watching developments in Lebanon and in the region with interest.
Something remarkable is happening in the Middle East. A grassroots movement against autocracy without any significant Great Satan anti-American component. In Beirut, the crowds that massed in the streets and forced the resignation of the Syrian-controlled government were demonstrating for kifaya, change, and freedom from the Syrian military who have occupied their country for more than a quarter of a century. The passionate protest had apparently been triggered by the assassination of the popular former prime minister, Rafik el-Hariri, an assassination which the Lebanese assume was engineered by Syrian President Bashar Assad. In Egypt, too, the streets have been alive with the sound of kifaya. Apparently seeking to divert the movement for change, President Hosni Mubarak announced over the weekend a change in the election law to permit a competitive election. But his likeliest challenger, Ayman Nur, is in jail for allegedly forging election documents. And today, there were demonstrations in the streets of Cairo in his support. In the past, the United States would have avoided criticizing Mubarak, a key figure in the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. But now, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice openly rebuked Mubarak and canceled a scheduled visit to Cairo. In London today, Secretary Rice said, events in Lebanon are moving in a very important direction. The movements for democratic change in Egypt and Lebanon have happened since the successful Iraqi election, and one can speculate on whether Iraq has served as a beacon light for democratic change in the Middle East. During the run-up to the invasion of Iraq, President Bush said that a liberated Iraq can show the power of freedom to transform that vital region. He may have had it right. This is Daniel Schur.